Welcome back to Self-Love 365, the daily podcast where we explore the concept and practice of self-love. I'm your host, Lily, and this is day 10. Let's talk about self-talk. Hello, friends. How are you? So far this week, we have scheduled our self-love time into our calendar, and we have agreed that we're going to show ourselves patience and have low expectations, but always show up for ourselves. So the next step or the next habit we want to focus on that we're going to turn into a habit of self-love is self-talk. Self-talk is going to play a huge role in our self-love practices because remember, self-love is a relationship with yourself. If you're having a relationship with someone, if you're in a relationship with someone, it's pretty much a given that you're going to communicate. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I will say that my husband and I don't communicate verbally as much as you might expect from a couple that lives together in the same house and that loves each other. But we do have communication lines open. Sometimes we communicate telepathically. I think we can basically read each other's minds because he's a Cancer and I'm a Scorpio. And something about that relationship means we don't have to say stuff out loud, which is kind of cool for two introverts. But that aside, I think in most relationships, in most loving relationships, you're verbally communicating with the person. You're expressing your needs, you're stating your desires, you're sharing your feelings, you're letting them know you're grateful for them, or you're proud of them, or you miss them, or you need a break from them. But communication is required. Talking is required. So it's no different with a relationship with ourselves. We have to talk to ourselves. Partly we have to talk to ourselves to get to know each other, to get to know ourselves. But also self-talk can function as a habit of self-love if your self-talk is intentional. If you work on first noticing what kind of self-talk you're prone to having, whether it's negative, neutral, or positive, and then sort of adjusting that along a scale in a way that makes your talk more loving. Sometimes we have to go from negative to neutral, and sometimes we're ready to go from neutral to positive. Sometimes we have to dial it back from positive to neutral because we're not being honest with ourselves. So all of this, just like any relationship, all of this is a part of communication, loving communication. Now, self-talk, I have to confess, comes pretty naturally to me because I'm often analyzing everything I'm saying or doing anyway in my head. However, I did have to learn to control my self-talk. If I want it to be a part of my loving practice, I had to learn to use it in a way that was loving and not just have like a voice in my head that's always going. For some people, maybe you don't talk to yourself at all. Maybe you don't have a voice in your head at all. And so you're going to have to learn to encourage that voice to come out. Now, it will feel kind of funny, but if self-talk is new to you, it is actually helpful to talk out loud. And obviously don't do this like when you're in a public place, or do. But if you're home and you're by yourself and you're folding the laundry or getting ready or you're in the shower and you want to practice your making your self-talk loving, then practice out loud. Okay, what's stopping you? And that way it kind of normalizes the idea of self-talk. And then once you get used to talking to yourself, then you can, you know, go back and just keep the voice silent, but the voice is still, quote, talking. If you don't know how to talk to yourself, there are so many different ways you can do it. You can narrate. You can have a running dialogue. Ask yourself questions. Give yourself answers. You might be eating a sandwich and just start noticing things and say out loud, huh, that's interesting. When did you start eating the crust off your bread? And then yourself might say, well, I started eating the crust off my bread several months ago. I can't believe you haven't noticed. Just notice things and comment on them. Maybe when I'm getting dressed, I'm having a running dialogue. And what? Why did you choose that shirt, Lily? Why did you choose a lavender shirt? Well, because lavender is one of my favorite colors, if not my favorite color right now. And also, it's spring or summer, I guess, now. And lavender is a good summertime color. It's kind of trendy right now. And most importantly, this shirt is clean. So I'm just having a running dialogue and just getting to know my actions, right? Getting to understand who I am as a person. And I'm using my self-talk, in this case, pretty neutrally, as just a way of practicing self-talk, just a way of getting used to it and normalizing it. And one of the easiest things you can do is just question whatever decision you make. Decisions, we make decisions all throughout our day, and they often seem trivial, but you could, you know, you might be surprised when you start questioning different decisions you're making, like wearing a lavender shirt. It might go much deeper, you know. We don't know until we start talking about it. So maybe it's not so trivial. Maybe it is. That's not really the point right now. We really just want to get comfortable with the idea of having a running conversation with ourselves. And it is going to take practice and it is going to take patience. Again, maybe you want to schedule this if it feels really odd to you. Maybe you want to schedule, you know, 5 minutes in the morning when you just practice having a conversation with yourself. Because, it can take some getting used to. But, you know, we just can't love ourselves if we don't talk to ourselves. I mean, I remember when I was in elementary school, I sort of had a crush on an older guy. I think my sister actually dated him, but, you know, he was too old for me. His name was Justin Davis, I remember. That's how much I liked him. And we were friends, and he teased me, but sort of treated me like a younger sister, which good for him because I was too young. But I never went up to him and said, like, I love you, Justin Davis. You know, I just pined for him. And of course, that meant that friendship never blossomed into anything else, right? Because I never told him. So it was always this yearning on my part, which was never fulfilled. Unrequited love, right? And unfortunately, that kind of became a pattern of mine. I would like people. I would be interested in people. I would want to get to know them. I would want to hang out with them in high school and college. There were different people that I definitely would have gone out with, you know, or I would have gotten to know better. But I really hadn't set a pattern in my life where I communicated my feelings to people. So it was very unlikely that these people were going to read my mind and ask me out on a date. Which, ironically, my husband and I do kind of read each other's minds. But we did have to communicate to get to know each other. And we did have to communicate to figure out what the heck we were doing when we were going from being friends to being co-parents and lovers and partners and best friends forever. Which the conversations were pretty funny because I think we were both, I don't want to speak for him, but I know I was very new to, you know, the whole communicating feelings. And they were awkward and but we practiced it and we got better at it. And now if something really needs to be said verbally, then we do a pretty good job of sitting down and talking it out. So we've been married 13 years. So it's going to take some practice, especially if you're new to self-talk, to the idea of self-talk. We need to normalize it. We need to keep it neutral at first so we can just get into the hang of it. And then later on down the line, we'll dig into how we can shape our self-talk. Certainly, don't allow your self-talk to veer into the, you know, type of talk that doesn't make you feel good. But right now, keep it neutral, normalize it, practice it. Talk to yourself. That's your action item. Easy peasy. Maybe you do the 5 minutes every morning this week or something like that. Get used to it. Maybe you just start a running dialogue in your head and keep going with it today and see how that feels. But talk to yourself and pay attention to the conversation. That's it. See you tomorrow, friends. Thanks for listening to Self Love 365. This episode was recorded, edited, and produced by me, your host, Lily. Our original music is by Henry Liu, and our custom graphics are by Little Legends Studio. Follow us on Twitter at 365_self, and read our weekly digest at 365daysofselflove.com.